Hi, everybody. This is Matt Halloran again for Public Media Network. Today, we're going to take some time to get to know John Hoadley, who is going to be running, as you can see with the sign behind him, for Congress. But today, we're going to talk a little bit about really what's going on here in Kalamazoo and really in Southwest Michigan. So, John, how you doing?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. Thanks for having me on today. And, you know, like so many folks, we're trying to make the best of a bad situation. I am currently staying home, staying safe, and, you know, working from headquarters, which is the room above the garage.
Nice. Well, let's talk about that. What sort of adjustments have you had to make since the stay safe order and social distancing stuff has been in place?
I mean, you know, from a work perspective as a state legislator, we're not meeting in Lansing as much as we should be, honestly. What should have happened is the resolution that would allow for remote voting in cases of emergency. You know, a lot of our other local units of government has already figured it out. Mm-hmm. And it's been unfortunate that some of my colleagues, my Republican leadership, did not decide to move that forward. So, you know, but we're still doing a ton of work from home serving constituents. That means that my staff is working remotely. I'm working remotely. And, you know, we're trying to make sure that we're going to be in a good spot for the budget because there's a lot of work we're going to need to do on that. And then on the campaign side, you know, it's still trying to figure out how do you connect and engage with folks when you can't knock on doors or go shake hands. So yeah. It has been it's been a learning curve.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to just dive into not being able to work remotely, because you're right. I mean, here on Public Media Network, we have meetings, you know, city meetings and all sorts of meetings. You and I are doing it right now. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, this is one of those things where the only thing that's preventing us from the legislature continuing to do important work in addressing issues that we could be and should be right now is the fact that Speaker Chatfield did not want to update the rules that would allow for a form of remote voting during cases of emergency. And, you know, this is just, it was a decision that he made. And unfortunately, it means that, you know, we could have been doing more in the short term. So, you know, I don't know. I feel like in a world where everybody's figuring out how to do this remote work, mm-hmm. this is something that we should get right so we can continue to do the people's work, even in cases of emergency.
Yeah. Well, so what are some of the top concerns that you have in relation to COVID-19 in our community?
So, you know, there's a couple of things. I'm really worried that, you know, we're both blessed to have a fantastic set of hospitals in Kalamazoo. And, you know, we have a relatively sufficient capacity in Southwest Michigan. But when I talked to nurses just a few days ago, they were telling me that they don't have enough personal protective equipment, PPE, that many nurses are reusing the same mask for days. And, you know, the thing that makes me exceptionally nervous about, besides the fact that we should be standing up and supporting our nurses and other medical and health professionals who are on the front lines for us, is the fact that for everybody who says, well, can't we just go back to work right away in a safe way? Well, if we're not making sure that our nurses have the equipment to be safe, then how is the person, you know, who's working at like a big box retail store going to have the personal protective equipment to do their job safe? I worry for us that there's a lot of folks who haven't taken the public health threat seriously. Mm-hmm. And so they're not following social distancing guidelines. And we've seen these hot spots in other parts of the state. I really hope that doesn't happen here. But then I'm also worried about making sure that, you know, the people that keep us safe, our first responders, our communities, have the funding that they're going to need to be successful. And so that's something that I worry about from both an economic perspective and from the legislative perspective. You know, by the time we're recording this, Mitch McConnell had just made some absurd comment about saying that there wouldn't be any blue state bailouts. And, you know, and what that meant is that he was basically saying if you were, depending on what state you lived in and how you voted for president, would decide whether your cops should have enough funding or whether your kids deserve to go to schools that were fully funded or not. I mean, how absurd is that? And so, you know, I worry about those sort of things for the community, because we will get through this. Mm-hmm. But when we get through it, I want to make sure that we're really have a strong community where we are working together and we're invested in everyone's success.
I just saw a video recently of an EMT, an ambulance driver, who didn't have medical insurance. I mean, these are the sorts of things that really can impact the community because, like you just said, those are the people we should probably be protecting the most.
You know, there's thousands of people, you know, in Michigan that have lost their job recently. They're no fault of their own, right? I mean, this is their employers trying to do the right thing as long as they could to keep people on the job. And so now they're being transitioned to unemployment. For a number of people, they're trying to navigate, you know, changes in health insurance and what that means for them. And that's hard right now. There's a ton of folks who would like to be able to get health insurance right now. And unfortunately, the president has chosen to not open up a re-enrollment period in the exchanges. So folks who were freelancers or 1099 contractors, maybe they want to try to get some health insurance now, but the president won't let them buy it through the exchanges. And so, you know, what I see is a moment where I think a lot of folks are really hungry to do something different.
Yes.
We're recognizing that, you know, a lot of the old rules were silly rules, right? How many people were told they could never work from home?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then all of a sudden, everybody figured out how to work from home, you know, then like over the weekend, right?
Yep.
And, you know, for those that are blessed enough to be able to be in that spot. But I just, you know, I hope that when we get through this, we're willing to shake off some of the old fights and some of the old ways of doing things and really make sure that we're putting policy in place that helps people in our communities be at the center of what we're doing.
So what's inspiring you to continue to work so hard right now?
You know, I definitely am every day looking for those spots of sunshine, right? Mm. And you see all these great stories. How many people created Facebook groups to immediately make sure that we're supporting our local restaurants and local businesses? I think that is awesome. I've been watching folks, you know, I was thinking about Green Door Distillery in town that all of a sudden switched and now they're making hand sanitizer. So folks have those that, you know, can keep themselves healthy. Mm-hmm. How awesome is that? Our labs, you know, forensic fluids, gene markers, they're trying to figure out how they can be innovators in the diagnostic space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then you hear these stories of people who are digging deep to make sure our teachers have what they need, our nonprofits continue to serve our community when they're going to need it the most. And that to me is just, it's the thing that keeps me going. But the other part of that is, you know, you're an elected official and you run for office because you have faith that tomorrow can be better than today. And, you know, so I'm inspired to keep working because when we get to the other side of this, you know, I want to make sure that everybody has health insurance. I want to make sure that, and they can get it. When we get to the other side, I want to make sure that our water is clean, that our air is breathable. And so those are the things I keep wanting to work on. And when I see so much ingenuity and innovation and entrepreneurship, it just fuels me to say, yeah, and what we should do is match that with good public policy that helps those folks do even more.
Now, I know that you're not able to work remotely because we just talked about that just a minute ago, but what is the state legislature doing right now to help all of us Michiganders?
So the first thing I just say is that, you know, we are able to help. We are able to do some work. We just can't vote. And so, you know, my office is slammed and busy right now. Melissa and Julie are doing incredible work trying to help folks navigate the unemployment insurance agency issues. We saw an incredible spike, right? I mean, something like over 800,000 claims have been processed in the last 4 weeks. Oh. And in a system that had been underfunded for years and typically was processing about 5,000 claims a week. We're just seeing, and then, you know, having the federal government, because of the work of many of the congressional Democrats, were able to include gig economy workers in that. Mm-hmm. But that was a whole new category of unemployment that they said to the states, figure it out. So, you know, all of that, to see that retooling, it's been incredible, but it's caused a lot of problems. So Melissa and Julie are doing a ton of work helping folks navigate that. I'm trying to be a conduit of making sure that information continues to get out. Michigan.gov/coronavirus is a fantastic one-stop shop. It's updated daily. There's a lot of times frequently asked question documents on executive orders and the latest news there. So check it out if you haven't. And then I'm still participating in a lot of work that I would be normally doing as a state representative, meeting with constituents on Zoom. We are making sure that we're working on the budget and trying to figure out how we can best support the programs that are supporting people in Michigan. Now we're still talking about legislation and figuring out, you know, what are the things that we could be retooling moving forward that was going to help all of us. So, you know, we're staying busy as the state legislature. We'll be back in session on the 30th. And then I anticipate there'll be some more normalcy in terms of how often or regular we meet starting in May is the hope.
So you will be back to being able to vote at the end of the month?
Yeah, we think that there will be, we're being reconvened. So, okay. You know, we don't know what's on the agenda yet, but we'll likely go in on that April 30th.
Okay. So what steps, what are the next things that we need to be focusing on to reduce the impact of something like COVID-19? I want you to look at today, and then I want you to fast forward a little bit if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, today we got to be listening to the scientists, right? I always laugh, right? If there's something wrong with my car, I go to the mechanic. If I'm sick, I go to the doctor, right? And so when there's a public health crisis, I listen to the public health experts and the scientists. And so in this case, what they're telling us is that first, we did not need to be in this situation. That if we would have listened to the warning signs, if we would have done things like had the Office of Pandemic Response, we could have perhaps gotten ahead of this and minimized an outbreak, much like was done in previous outbreaks on H1N1 or Ebola, two well-known examples. But now we need to make sure that we are figuring out how we move past this. And what that means is that we absolutely need to ramp up our testing capabilities and then also our contact and tracing efforts, because we have to be able to chart, you know, potentially who may be asymptomatic or a carrier and potentially infecting others. But, you know, on top of that, we're going to need to make sure that we ramp up PPE. So moving forward, everybody can get that equipment and stay safe, all in pursuit of a vaccine that ultimately we hope can then provide significant immunity in the population. But moving forward, the lesson here is clear. You know, viruses don't know political parties. Viruses don't know county or state borders. Viruses don't know international borders. And so we have to make sure that we really are being our brothers and our sisters keepers, that we're looking out for our neighbors, because we are, if one person is unhealthy or sick, it's a threat to everybody. So I want to make sure that we're funding those efforts. And ultimately, it requires national leadership, a national plan, and a national response. The Governor Whitmer's fantastic response here is one state of 50. And, you know, I applaud her efforts to work in a region as well, but we need to be having national leadership.
If people need help, John, where should they turn?
You know, in a crisis, look for the helpers, right? Mr. Rogers. So the first thing I would do is, you know, make sure that you go to michigan.gov/coronavirus, right? There is information now to get how you can get testing in your area. There's resources that are available. The second is that my office is happy to be a connector and can work with many folks on the issues that they have. You know, give us a call, 269-382-4676. You know, and we can connect you with local resources to make sure that, you know, if we can't answer your question, hopefully somebody can. And we're here to serve. So, you know, you're always able to find us online, on our socials, but we're ready to make sure that we can connect and try to solve as many problems we can. Anybody who needs help should reach out. There is absolutely no shame in raising your hand and saying, I need a little help right now. And so we want to make all of those resources available.
And you are very, very active on social. Facebook, I know that you're streaming on a regular basis. Is there a website or an email that people could use too, just in order to reach out to them if they don't want to pick up the phone?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you can find me on Twitter at John Hoadley. You know, I'm on Facebook at John Hoadley. And of course, if you want to check out my official website, you can find me on the House Dems website for Michigan. You can also, if you're interested, that's for my official nonpartisan state work. And so anybody is welcome to contact me. You don't need to say you're voting for me. You know, my job as a state rep is to serve everybody. But also, if you're interested in learning what we're doing from a campaign side, that website is johnhoadley.com.
Okay. And you have a sign behind you before we wrap up today. So is there anything along those lines that you would like to share with our audience about your run for Congress?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we raised our hand to run for office a year ago, back in April, the idea was simple. It's time to put people in community back at the center of decisions. I've got experience working as a state legislator, working, being the highest ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee and working on the state budget. And coming from a family of educators, education has always been one of my top priorities. But now I'm running for Congress. We're going to be making sure that we're putting that conversation on healthcare and making sure prescription drugs are affordable at the front of the conversation. You're going to hear us talking about the environment. And if folks are interested in helping us, spread this message, this idea that government should work for the people in our communities, then we'd love your help. johnhoadley.com/join us if you're interested in volunteering.
Last thing, what message do you have for everybody as we work to keep people as healthy as possible in our communities?
My message, for moving forward is we're all in this together, right? And so I know it's tough, but I also know that we will get through this. I have great faith in our grit as a state and as a community. But what that means is that we have to, at the moment, stay apart to stay safe. So if you can stay home, please do so, right? Follow the guidance of public health experts and scientists and minimize your trips, right? Make sure you're washing your hands well and you're using hand sanitizer when you can. And as we start to open up, let's be cautious. It's better to do it right once than have a second wave that sets us back further. So as we start to be moving towards normal, and we will, I know we will, please, be gracious to folks. Please continue to give space, for our employers who can allow their employees to continue to work from home. Please do so, right? Because we will get through this and we will be stronger at the end of it. And I hope that from this, that we can all find some things to cherish and build the communities that we want to live in.
Well, thank you for helping us build a community that we all want to live in here in Greater Kalamazoo. And thank you for taking some time today to talk to our audience.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.